These words from Jesus are surprising, especially to be found in St. Luke's Gospel, where so very often the image is that of Jesus the healer, or Jesus the bringer of reconciliation, or Jesus the uniter. And here Luke provides for us some very powerful words that Jesus speaks. Jesus is calling his disciples to recognize the seriousness of the invitation to faith. He wants them to understand that what he is proposing for them is a transformation and not just a change. You know, change has to do with rearranging what is already there. People can change direction, or they can change approach, or they can change the layout of a situation. But transformation demands violence. Transformation is about destruction and new life. Transformation is about something ending and something new beginning. And the life of the Christian community is a life of transformation. The sacramental life is a life that points to transformation. In baptism, we are drawn into the death and to the resurrection of the Lord. We are transformed, not just changed. As we come to the sacrament of the Eucharist week after week after week, we are drawn more deeply into the very mystery of Christ, a transforming mystery. In the sacrament of confirmation, the Spirit comes upon us, and the Spirit turns life upside down. When the Spirit is present, business as usual doesn't take place. Well, Jesus uses a couple of images today as he talks about this urgency that he feels. I have come to bring fire to the earth, and I am impatient to have it ignited. Now, the image that is being used is a very homey image. In Jesus' time, and even in contemporary times today in the Middle East, in small communities, in mountain communities, in small village communities, there is no indoor stove. There is a common oven that is shared by the village. And that oven is very simply a hole in the ground, and then there is placed salt, chunks and blocks of salt. And on top of that, the fuel is placed, and the fuel is more often than not dried manure. And then the fire is lit, and the salt is a catalytic agent. It makes the fire burn hot and evenly. It makes the fire strong. Well, what would happen in the evening is the bread for the following day would be prepared. The dough would be kneaded, and it would be left to rise overnight. And then in the early morning, people would come from their own homes to this common oven to bake the daily bread. And of course, the first thing that had to happen is the fire had to be started. And the Arabic phrase, to bring fire upon the earth, means to start the oven. It's not unlike we might say in our culture, let's get things cooking. That's what Jesus is saying. I am impatient. I'm impatient for the fire to be ignited. The fire that is to transform your lives, those disciples. And there's one more place in the New Testament, in the Gospels, where that same image is used. And that is immediately after the Beatitudes in the Sermon on the Mount in St. Matthew's Gospel, where Jesus says to his hearers, "You are the salt of the earth. And if the salt loses its power, it is worthless. It is cast out and trampled underfoot." He's referring to that salt at the bottom of the oven, the earth salt, the chunks of salt that are the catalyst for the fire, that make the fire burn, that make the fire strong. And he says to his disciples, "You are those catalysts. You are the agents of transformation for the world. You are the one who makes the fire burn bright." Now he's talking to ordinary, everyday, garden variety people, just like you and just like me. He's talking to that crowd that gathered around him as he sat on the top of that hill and taught them. The Lord is eager for you and for me to enter more deeply into his life. And the Eucharist is the table at which that occurs for us week after week after week. I've said to you before that it is true to say that as we come forward at communion time, it is true to say that we receive the Lord. But it is just as true to say that in that moment, the Lord receives us. That in that moment, we are drawn ever more deeply into that transforming mystery of Jesus Christ. We turn to the Lord God in faith and we pray.
For all those leaders who are working for peace and for a more just world, that the Lord may uphold them when they suffer because of their efforts, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That judges and other civil servants may prove to be persons who serve the people with integrity and dedication, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For families where there is conflict and division, may time, love, and God's healing grace open the way to reconciliation, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That we may be true to our faith, even at the expense of popularity and material rewards, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer. Hail Mary.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.